Have you overdone your workout and need relief? Or are you already feeling stressed this year and want to find relaxation and balance to unwind? CBD is a safe, effective, plant-based approach to well-being. And Sagely Naturals products are sourced from organic, non-GMO hemp. All trace amounts of THC are removed, so you don't have to worry about feeling high. Go to SagelyNaturals.com and use code CBD20 for 20% off. That's CBD20 for 20% off. Get back to doing what you love most with Sagely Naturals.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Healing Life Wisdom. I'm Tiffany Windsor. The topic of this episode is food additives. Do you know what additives you should be looking out for? I'll return in just a moment with today's guest. I'm delighted to welcome my guest, Candice Leccione, and we're covering the topic of food additives. Hi, Candice.
Thanks, Tiffany. Most people know that on some level that the additives put into our food aren't good for us, but they don't understand just how bad they are and how these additives can affect their health.
And even when told about the health risks, some still consume in large quantities. How do we get people to research and understand why they need to be reading food labels and making better choices?
Tiffany, on the hungryforchange.tv website, they report that there are over 300 chemicals used in processed foods today. And the statistics show that the average American household spends about 90% of their food budget on these processed foods. That is just unbelievable to me.
That is. And when you understand that these man-made chemicals are seen as foreign to our bodies, you can start to understand why there are so many side effects. Candice, let's talk about the top 10 food additives to avoid as recommended on Hungry for Change.
Number one on the top 10 list is artificial sweeteners, which we talked about in another episode of Healing Life Wisdom. Aspartame is believed to be carcinogenic and accounts for more reports of adverse reactions than all other food and food additives combined. Have you been diagnosed with diabetes, MS, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, emotional disorders like depression and anxiety attacks, dizziness, headaches, nausea, and migraines? Read the labels on your bottled drinks and foods, and even your toothpaste, vitamins, and breath mints. Make sure that they don't contain aspartame.
Wow. So next up on the list is high fructose corn syrup. It's also known as HFCS. Now, high fructose corn syrup is a highly refined artificial sweetener, which has become the number one source of calories in America. It's found in almost all processed foods. I'll bet that if you have any packaged foods in your refrigerator or cupboard, you will find high fructose corn syrup on the ingredients list. Reportedly, HFCS packs on the pounds faster than any other ingredient. It increases your LDL, or bad cholesterol levels, and it contributes to the development of diabetes and tissue change, among other harmful effects. Now, when you take a look at your labels, you're probably going to find this in most processed foods, breads, candy, flavored yogurts, salad dressing, canned vegetables, and cereals.
Next on the list, number three, is monosodium glutamate. MSG is an amino acid used as a flavor enhancer in soups, salad dressings, chips, frozen entrees, and many restaurant foods. MSG is known as a substance which overexcites cells to the point of damage or death. Studies show that regular consumption of MSG may result in adverse side effects, which include depression, disorientation, eye damage, fatigue, headaches, and obesity. MSG affects the neurological pathways of the brain and disengages the "I'm full" function, which explains the effects of weight gain. MSG is found in Chinese food, many snacks, chips, cookies, seasonings, soup products, frozen dinners, and lunch meat. MSG is also in many food products you would not expect, like soy sauce, cornstarch, gelatin, and bouillon.
So even though it doesn't say specifically MSG, it's found in so many common foods that so many people eat.
Yes, and a lot of those...
Go ahead.
And a lot of those are things that you don't think of as food, like soy sauce and cornstarch, things that are added to the things that you're cooking, just to be aware that they're in many products you don't think they're in.
Once again, we can't tell you enough. Read those labels. Number four, trans fat. Now, trans fat is apparently used to enhance and extend the shelf life of food products and is reportedly among the most dangerous substances that you can consume. It's found in deep-fried fast foods and certain processed foods made with margarine or partially hydrogenated vegetable oils. Trans fats are formed by a process called hydrogenation. Numerous studies show that trans fat increases LDL cholesterol levels while decreasing HDL, which is the good cholesterol. It increases the risk of heart attacks, heart disease, and strokes, and contributes to increased inflammation, diabetes, and other health problems. Trans fats can be found in margarine, chips and crackers, baked goods, and fast foods.
And number five on the list are common food dyes. Studies show that the artificial colorings, which are found in soda, fruit juices, and salad dressings, may contribute to behavioral problems in children and actually lead to a significant reduction in IQ. Animal studies have linked some food colorings to cancer, so watch out for these on your labels. Blue dye number one and two, these dyes are banned in Norway, Finland, and France. They're found in our candy, cereal, soft drinks, sports drinks, and pet foods. Red dye number three and red dye number 40 were banned in 1990 after 8 years of debate for use in many foods and cosmetic products. This dye continues to be on the market till supplies run out, which absolutely is amazing to me that that has been allowed. Red dye number 3 and 40 have been proven to cause thyroid cancer and chromosomal damage in laboratory animals and may also interfere with our brain nerve transmission. They're found in fruit cocktail, maraschino cherries, cherry pie mix, ice cream, candy, bakery products, and more. Yellow dye number 6 and yellow tartrazine are also banned in Norway and Sweden. These dyes increase the number of kidney and adrenal gland tumors in laboratory animals and may cause chromosomal damage. These dyes are found in American cheese, macaroni and cheese, candy, carbonated beverages, and lemonade, and many more products.
You know, I initially, when I was planning this interview, I thought we could probably cover all 10 of the top on the list, but it would take us, I think, another hour to go through this. So I want to invite our listeners to check out artificial ingredients number 6 through 10 at the hungryforchange.tv website. On that list, you will find sodium sulfate, sodium nitrate, sodium nitrite, BHA, BHT, sulfur dioxide, and potassium bromate. Candace, we haven't even touched the surface of the reportedly 300 chemicals used in our packaged foods.
Tiffany, what I'm hoping for is that with just this information, our listeners will be encouraged to be starting to read their food labels and understand how those artificial ingredients may be affecting their wellness. I also encourage our listeners to check out the information that Anthony Williams shares in his top-selling book, Liver Rescue. Of course, his recommendation is to avoid food additives, especially if you have autism, ADD, migraines, Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, anxiety, depression, Hashimoto's thyroid issues, ALS, sciatic, macular degeneration, Lyme disease, a lack of focus and concentration, memory issues, headaches, fatigue, ringing in the ears, jaw pain, tooth pain, restless leg, tingles and numbness, back pain, Bell's palsy, bloating, hair loss, difficulty breathing, tightness in the chest, brain fog, seizures, neuralgia, pinched nerves, and trouble sleeping. That's a very long list of symptoms. And did you know that your liver can be holding on to preservatives from years ago, from hot dogs, cotton candy, milkshakes, and those lovely purple snow cones, all the food we loved as kids and ate for years?
Oh, my gosh. It sounds like it's time for a liver cleanse. If we can leave our listeners with one message on your path to wellness, start educating yourself to what you are putting into your body.
I've been trying to educate people in my shop for years about reading food labels. I will often pick up a drink or a package of snacks they bring in and read the ingredient list to them. They all laugh. They say, okay, what's so bad in that food? I think it's a good place to start for most people to look at the food label and see how long the list of ingredients is, because the longer the list of ingredients, the more chemical additives that are present. You would be amazed at some of the food labels I have read that have no real food in them. Also be aware that some of the preservatives in breads and other bread products contain preservatives that causes the bread not to mold and causes the bugs not to want to eat the bread. What do you suppose that does to your body? If you eat something, even the bugs won't eat. I read something a while back about butter. The article said the most simple food product should have only about 3 ingredients. I read all the butter labels in the dairy case that day, and only one butter had 2 ingredients, and that's Irish butter from Ireland. It has milk and salt in it. No chemical preservatives or additives at all. Check out the butter in your dairy case sometime at your grocery store and see what's in those other butters. I also found a bottle of flavored water on the table at the shop left by a customer. The label said it had carbonated water, citric acid, which the medical medium says to avoid because it irritates the lining of the stomach, natural flavors, which are MSG, aspartame, which we discussed about how bad that was, potassium benzoate, a preservative, and acesulfame potassium, which is another artificial sweetener, and malic acid, which I looked online and it says gives a tart taste to the beverages and considered likely or possibly safe. Do you really want that in your water? I wonder how many of your health issues are just from food additives. Think about it.
Well, Candace, I hope that we've inspired our listeners to at least start reading their labels, and I thank you so much for joining me today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Well, I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. For more information, I invite you to go to healinglifewisdom.com, click on the blog archives, and you can find a post on today's topic with the specific link to the full article that we have referenced today. And check out the links to the Healing Life Wisdom On Demand podcast. And be sure to share those links with your family and friends. I'm Tiffany Windsor, and this is Healing Life Wisdom. Thanks for listening.
Pros and the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros save big on bulk purchases of supplies and materials they use most, like 30% off select in-stock fiberglass insulation. While you're at it, you can also get up to 15% off select in-stock drywall, drywall accessories, and backer board when you buy in bulk. And our dedicated pro team is here to help you get it all loaded up and back to the job site. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Minimum purchase required. Selection varies by location. U.S. only.